It's a rich part of Delta's history that's worth preserving as the city looks to revitalize Ladner Village and encourage tourism at the waterfront. That's what a group of residents is saying about an old Ladner Harbor floating net shed currently located directly across from the Chisholm Street Wharf. It's a structure that has historical significance as it belonged to the Capaducas, one of the early and longtime fishing families in the community. It's now owned by Jason Smith, who said he finds himself having to move the structure as the city wants to terminate the lease early. Smith, who supplies carving wood to several Aboriginal carvers in the area, said had hoped to move the floating shed to another location but that fell through. Smith said several Aboriginal artists, with support from the Delta Fishing Heritage Society, would now like to have the structure restored and remain at Ladner Harbour. The old net shed could not only pay tribute to the community's fishing heritage but also fully restored as an Aboriginal carving center, according to the society. The building, which could have a colorful mural added to one side, would be an ideal location for demonstrations, teaching, workshops and other opportunities to promote tourism at Ladner Harbour, as well as the city's efforts toward reconciliation, says society member Doug Massey. Delta, so far, has not done its fair share when it comes to having Indigenous arts centers in the community, added Massey. Local carver Sean Frank agreed that such an addition would be a positive one for Ladner, hoping the city agreed it could be moved a short distance at the harbor. Because it already has the fishing heritage feel and look to it, I think it would be a nice combination with the fishing heritage along with the native carving, and it would absolutely be a good, positive tourist draw and a positive addition to the landscape, said Frank. Noting the city of Surrey had received a $400,000 grant from the BC government for the construction of an Indigenous carving center at Elgin Heritage Park, historic Stewart Farm, society member John Stevens said Delta would be a perfect location for something similar. The society, which is restoring an old gill netter it hopes to display at a future heritage museum, is holding a public information next week meeting on the proposed carving center concept. The meeting takes place on Monday, December 2 at Fisherman's Hall, 4481 Savoy Street, in Ladner, starting at 7 p.m. For more information, email John Stevens at lightspeed.ca.